Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine.
And I'm Danny Murphy. You know, we're your partners in wine, crime, and time. And if you are kind of like me and Sarah, also your partners in allergy season, because a wrecking ball right now.
This episode is brought to you by Claritin. No, I wish.
If only, because I woke up and I was like, I want to claw my eyes.
Oof.
Like the throat, I just feel like there's like a flower growing in my throat. But we're here. So that's that surround sound. It's not a filter on my voice. It is congestion.
Sometimes I like when I'm like kind of congested or your voice is like hoarse and kind of sexy, but it only sounds that way in my head.
Some people, the hoarse voice does get them a little sensual. I just feel like I'm a teacher who screamed at people for 7 hours. I just start to lose my voice. It doesn't get the, like, I can't operate a phone line anytime soon.
Me either. Nobody wants to hear that, but we do want to hear this episode.
Yes, because we also, while we're not doing a phone line, I don't think either of us would start a fitness plan to sell people.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Because this case, this was inspired because someone emailed us, is so bad. It's so retro now. NATC@betches.com.
So true.
With just a screenshot of this girl, and they said, cover her! So we listened. I don't know what would happen if we didn't.
Cover her. We're doing it. I know. Not for nothing. I think we also got a DM at Not Another True Crime about this, and I was like, ooh, fitness influencer, potential scam involved. Say no more. We're there. We're on the way.
Say no more, and always write us in for the more like recent cases, because you guys are more on the clock sometimes than me and Sarah, so we love to see them and cover them. And this one is literally like unfolding in real-ish time.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to probably do a follow-up in a couple weeks because there is a trial that is due to start. So now you guys will listen to this episode. You'll have all the info before the trial. So we are talking about the state of Texas v. Brittany Dawn et al. That is what the court documents say.
Et al. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's Brittany Dawn. I love with the first sentence that I saw, state of Texas verse, I was like, I'm fucking in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny too, because like, I don't know. I love et al. That it's either a court case or we're doing like a scientific study.
Yes. Ooh. This is kind of a combo of both.
In a way.
Definitely scientific study of like the human brain.
Also, not for nothing, I totally thought that Dawn was like, it's not her actual last name, so I'm interested. I'm like, how do you get that in a court document? Like, can I be sued? And they'll be like, Sarah Lameme? Like, hell yeah, that's what I want.
If you trademark correctly, I think.
That's true. That is true. Or maybe Dawn was once her actual last name, and then she, I don't know. Who knows? But in any case, we are talking about Brittany. She is a, just buckle the fuck up before I say this. She is a fitness turned Christianity influencer. And if that doesn't tell you everything, I don't know what does.
That classic, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Ugh. Well, a fitness influencer turned Christianity influencer.
Yeah, of course.
And I love to, what did you text me? Because she said somebody asked her about, can like people like be influencers for Christianity?
Well, so I was listening to her podcast.
We listen so you don't have to.
Yeah, I literally don't. So I listened to her podcast, and she had done a sort of AMA type thing where people were asking her questions about being an influencer, and some of them were more snarky.
I'm shocked for her. AMA wasn't attend mass always. She's like, guys, be at the church.
But wait, actually. But someone was like, oh, don't you think if you were a real believer, you wouldn't be out here on the gram, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, y'all, Jesus died for all of our sins. That means A-L-L, all of ours. And basically, like, I was just like, okay.
I'm waiting for her to, like, have a blog post that was like, Jesus, the first influencer.
I know. Well, I was like, well, he did have some sick abs, depending on which picture you're looking at.
That's true. And then also, like, apologies to anybody who, like, is religious, but I was dying laughing on the train coming in here to be like, could you imagine, like, get ready with me crucifixion? He's like, hey, guys. Apologies. I went to Catholic school, so I can
I'll allow it.
That's just me repressing myself, yeah.
I'll allow it. I mean, I don't care. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, Jesus died so we could all post thirst traps on the gram.
Ain't it so? Yeah, I mean, he turned water into wine.
He sure did. He was an influencer. And he had 12 friends, so there we go.
That's actually true.
Which is more
he was in a hype squad.
the ye old hype house. Oh, my God. And he was at a press dinner before he died. Okay, we're done.
That's true.
So Brittany Dawn, a.k.a. Brittany Dawn Davis, is being sued by the state of Texas for deceptive business practices. But let's just, like, back it up. Yeah. Yes, thank you. So Brittany became a popular fitness influencer doing basically what fitness influencers do. Like, she would share pictures of herself and her diet, exercise videos. She got on YouTube. She would do all those, like, what I eat in a day, like, get ready with me for a smoothie. I don't think they called it that back then, but, you know, the making classics. A smoothie. Yeah.
The follow me along.
Exactly.
Which is sometimes content I fall myself under watching.
Yeah.
I love watching what people, like, eat in a day because I'm like, I'm never, it makes me go like, that's why I know they're usually lies, but I'm like, oh, I'd rather just eat what I eat. I'm okay.
Say, I mean, anytime I see an acai bowl, I'm like, I'm fucking out.
Because why do I want to spoon feed a smoothie to myself?
Exactly. I'm like, no.
I'm not in a senior center yet. That's what I'm like. Why are we cosplaying the worst parts of retirement?
Seriously, it looks pretty, but at what cost? And so Brittany also described herself as an eating disorder soldier and said she had, like, recovered from one through the power of fitness and healthy eating. So in 2014, she started selling these online fitness packages, advertising individual coaching and plans that cost anywhere from, like, $92 to $300. $92 was for a one-time macro calculation or consult, or $300 for 3 months of personalized macros, nutrition, and coaching. And also, I just want to say, I should have said this up top, a lot of this information is coming from just straight up, like, the court filings. Mm-hmm. Some also from Kelsey Weekman at BuzzFeed. So shouts out to Kelsey. But honestly, a lot of this I just got from the court filings. So the lawsuit from the Texas Attorney General says, Brittany was described as your coach, your confidant, your biggest supporter and friend, there to push you, mold you, and help you find that person you've always wanted to become.
Sounds promising.
It does. It sounds like she sounds like life coach / MLM leader energy.
I also do know, too, there is a really large community of people who, like, are survivors of eating disorders that find themselves online to be like, okay, but, like, let's now reframe for a health purpose. So if someone
totally
found her who, and she was advocating as that, who was struggling or, like, coming out of a struggle, they'd be like, oh, I need, like, thank you.
And they did, and we'll get into that, but you're totally right. So she offered this individualized coaching. She also had bridal and bikini competition plans. I don't know what the competition aspect of it is.
I also, LOL, it's like, this is for your healthy lifestyle, but let's make it competitive for, like, the summer.
Yeah, it's weird.
Sure.
And these things included daily check-ins. Honestly, at this point, it's kind of, I'm kind of reminded of Teddy Mellencamp's meal plan. This feels...
She's all in.
Yeah, yeah.
Her taco is still the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. Truly. What was it, like, a piece of avocado?
A piece of avocado, a radish, carrots on a lettuce cup.
That is so sad. I feel like she would have killed at Pure Food and Wine, though. Like, she was ready.
A pivot that she could do. Yeah.
So it was supposed to be really personalized, and that's the key. And she would send, basically before anybody got started, she would send a survey and said the macros for each customer were based on, like, your weight, height, goals, activity levels, and she would adjust them throughout the plans as things change. And I'm going to be honest, I was never, like, a macro counting girly, so this to me, I'm just like, sure, fitness buzzword.
I don't even know what that word means.
But I'm like, my macaroni? Yeah.
But that's how I feel like you could trick someone, because it's like when you, like, talk to an accountant and they're like, well, with the da-da-da, and I'm like, okay, take my money. Yeah. Like, if you tell me macros, you can have it, because I'm not going to try to fight you in which I don't, in avenues I do not know.
You got to send me a copy of your tax return. I need to look it over now.
Next week's episode is just how yes. I'm not, yeah.
And according to the filing, she had thousands of online customers, so that's like $90 to $300. You do the math. And there was also a Facebook group members could join.
Kiss of death for her.
It is. Because
our Facebook group, not another true crime group, whatever. this to us because we don't. Because
we don't sell anything.
We don't sell anything.
I mean, we sell merch and you get the merch. So that's it.
It's a fair trade.
It is, yeah. But in the Facebook group, members started talking and then they realized that these so-called personalized plans were just the same for everyone.
Could you? Also, A, come on, girl. B, like, that's also then, like, making people unhealthy because if someone is, like, 6'2", weighs XYZ, right, and, like, works out 7 days a week, I think they would require, like, and they're eating the same plan that you gave to someone who, like, does not work out as much and doesn't, like, lift weights and is, like, half the height. Like, she's also making people, like, probably sick at levels.
Well, there are people who allege that there were all these types of discrepancies that mm-hmm. was definitely harmful, and we have some of that info as well. And the other thing that I think is funny is that rather than doing this individualized coaching and checking in, like, people would send her just, you know, these emails of what's going on, and she'd just be like, yeah, you go, girl. Like, you got this.
Believe it, achieve it. She would literally just, like, be in the aisles of Home Goods and send them a photo of a pillow. And they're like, hey, I'm having, like, a really hard week. Like, the food levels aren't hitting me because the fitness and food plan you gave me is actually for, like, a baby because you personalized it to a baby and then also me. And then she just goes, like, in this house, we cook with wine. Sometimes we put it in the food. And they're like, what?
Why do I feel like you recently went to Whole Foods or Home Goods? Like, how did you know that off the top of your head?
That's what do you do on Saturdays? Home Goods and Target.
Oh, my God.
I live in New Jersey, Sarah. Okay,
That's right. Yeah. Yes, I'm not near a Target, although they are building one near me. And I'm actually very sad because it's displacing all my neighborhood dollar stores. And I love the dollar store.
The Target near me was just on a lot that I think when I grew it was just another lot before that. Because New Jersey is just strip malls and parking lots. And I wouldn't change a damn thing.
Oh, I love that. So she's basically just bringing, like, MLM coach energy. I'm like,
oh, yeah,
boss babe. She said she could and she did, or whatever that is. One customer who got the 90-day plan said she only got one email back from Brittany. Another one just, like, stopped hearing from her after 2 weeks.
90 days. Like, just, like, how many times do you think she had to bump the email chain?
Oh, my God. Imagine.
Just following up.
Just circling back.
Yeah. Weeks get crazy. Like, you run through all the
Seriously.
Things.
Seriously. Ugh. She also gave everybody generic macro requirements, as we discussed. And here's where it, like, just gets into such, like, WTF. Two customers who were the same height found that their calorie recommendation was only 60 calories different, despite one of them weighing 140 pounds more than the other.
Like, insane.
That's not how it works. No. Again, I'm not a fitness coach, but I just feel like that's probably not how it works. And another customer who started at 200 pounds said she almost passed out from inadequate nutrition. And another one who said she was so, like, severely hungry, she emailed Brittany about it. She finally got a response a month later, but in the response, Brittany was just scolding her for not telling her how bad it was earlier. And it's like, see below, per my last email, I'm sure.
Also, if some girl in Texas emailed me scolding me for being hungry, the two things I would do, three things, I would call an Uber Eats order of Taco Bell. I would call an Uber to Newark Airport. I would fly to Texas and I would eat the Crunchwrap Supreme in front of her, yelling at her. What the hell? How are you promote? And also, I'm sure the client who emailed her about being severely hungry was someone who was struggling, obviously, like, with fitness, but also with food. And since she was advocating as an eating disorder survivor, all this stuff. So she was able to, like, rope these people in for, like, on the promise of, like, this could be your new life. And then, like, probably leaving them worse for wear than how they were before.
Not all of her clients were like, had eating disorders or struggled with them. And we're going to get to that in just a second because it was problematic. But I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there are people there are definitely people who feel scammed. There are definitely people who didn't have a positive experience. Yeah. I don't know about the long-term ramifications of anything yet. Yeah. I'm sure it'll come up at trial.
When the trial, like, some witnesses come up. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it'll come up. And then also, according to the filing, she failed to check in with customers as promised. If people complained, she would ignore them or just give a partial refund. And apparently, according to ABC, she would sometimes give full refunds in exchange for signing an NDA. That is real Teddy Mellencamp status.
That is Teddy Mellencamp. That is partying with Beyonce. That if an NDA, if you need to have an NDA, you're like, what are you hiding?
Yeah, agree.
And also you get an NDA just for a full refund, just for your money back from being scammed.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you know that that's like, that's, you're in a sketchy situation.
Is her NDA like actually legitimate?
Oh my God. I feel like it's printed from the internet.
It's like, it's just like the Etsy copy paste. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? And there is an eating disorder component too. So a bit of a trigger warning here. But so we talked about how Davis would post on YouTube that she'd overcome an eating disorder through exercise and healthy eating. And she would then link to her fitness program. So basically customers thought that she had special eating disorder training according to the Attorney General filing.
Like something like psychological, nutritional, health, education.
Nope. One customer said, this is quoting from the filing, "The main reason I chose her out of all the coaches out there was specifically that she advertised herself as an eating disorder soldier. It was incredibly important to me that the person I chose to coach me had an idea of what it was like to deal with an eating disorder." This customer also said that before joining Be Dawn Fit, she suffered from anorexia and at her worst weighed less than 80 pounds. So this is someone that you, a professional, should be taking extra care with.
Mm-hmm.
It does not seem like that was the situation.
And also, it's hard because a lot of this was like 2018, 2019 time too and everything. So like even then, even now, it's, those conversations still aren't like the most like up top of mind. So like to find, and like when you find someone who specializes in something you think they can help you, you're going to run to that. Just like where you have like a special therapist who can help with like XYZ topics and everything.
Or even just someone who's had a similar experience as you. Like, I mean, saying that you're a soldier, an eating disorder soldier, doesn't necessarily connote that you have like a degree in treating people.
Because also you're like...
But it does mean that you've been through it.
Exactly. Yes. So at least, at the very least, you could be like, I see you and I feel you.
Totally. And Davis denies that she ever took customers with eating disorders, but this is what the filing says. The documents tell a different story.
As they always do.
I just love when the lawyers throw a little bit of shade in there. Yeah.
The doctor's in.
Yes.
The doctor.
The docs tell a different story, and at least 14 people who reached out for refunds mentioned eating disorders in their complaints.
And also, how did she do the mental gymnastics to promote herself as an eating disorder survivor soldier, and then be like, I never took anybody. What?
Well, I mean, because she's also the person who is being sued by the state of Texas and puts out a podcast episode called like Cancel Culture and Slander.
Like a very like slander. Yeah. And like when she was like, this comes out on my birthday. Let's talk about new beginnings.
Yeah. Oh, God. And one customer even wrote in her entry survey, I currently have an eating disorder, horrible body image views. I am underweight for my height.
I can't.
The response back, you guys, was, great. Welcome to the hashtag Team Brittany Dawn family. Great.
Hashtag?
Great.
Like, and also, girlfriend. I don't even think she had any automated thing. I think she was typing all this herself.
I don't think she read these emails.
No, she's like,
I don't think anyone who read that I'm underweight is going to be like, great.
Welcome to the fam.
That's fucked up.
Welcome to the fam. Here's your fitness plan that I gave to every single other person.
Well, what's even worse too was that the plan that she put her on was high cardio, low in calories, not for someone who's underweight.
No. Like, also low in calories. Like, what fitness plan are you doing where you're working out a lot but also eating a lot of less?
Well, not to gain weight.
But you need to, like, if you work out more, you need to have levels with it.
I mean, you do need balance. Well,
also very low in calories. Yeah, it's a very interesting, because I'm like, I want to know how low does she go.
Well, I know. We're like, is this a Teddy Mellencamp taco or is it? Well, we don't know. We don't know what's in these plans.
Because I would have, you can't sign up. I would have.
Oh my God.
Expensed a sign up to get the sheet program.
I tried to do that for All In. I was like reporting on it back in the day, but they were like, oh, you have to pay $600. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not doing this.
I would have been so interested if me and you both signed up for this, we would get the same breakdown plan.
Oh, totally. I'm sure we would.
Oh, you had the acai bowl for breakfast?
Today? Oh God, the fucking, I would quit because of that.
I'm like, the second one of the things, be like, turn on your oven. I'm like, I'm for this reason,
I'm out.
Okay, but there are so many levels to the scam. Of course, those ones are really high on top because it's kind of like impacting the, at sometimes like mental health and just like trust of the people that were paying for her. And sounds like that for her.
Yep.
But she didn't stop there.
No, this is just kind of funny, to be honest.
This is the thing where you're kind of like, ugh, I'll tip a little bit of my hat.
Yeah.
All right, I'll meet you halfway in the state. What's halfway
okay,
from
Fergie?
Me? Yeah. I love that song so much.
It's so good. Halfway to Texas. I don't.
Arkansas? Know. That's a little more closer to Texas, I think. I don't know. I never am good at the geography section trivia.
You guys.
But you know what? It doesn't matter if you live in Arkansas or New Jersey for your Texas plan, because she charged a shipping fee. Even though everything was delivered electronically. Wait, why was that slam poetry? Fee, Lee.
I love that. But that's, we're going to get you to an open mic.
I'm like, here we go. I'm like, guys, Brittany Dawn. But that is just so insane to me.
That is so funny. But that's where I would be like, okay, I'm out, because I'll put like 500 things in my cart at Revolve and then the shipping is $8. And I'm like, I'm sorry, it's too much.
For the Sephora sale?
Yeah.
It's killing me.
I'm sorry. Macy's, they always fucking charge $10 in shipping. I'm like, I can't do it. That's
I would love
too
if
much.
She would try to be like, well, the email, I pay for my email server, so it's to justify that cost.
I'm like, well, it has to get from one inbox to another somehow. And you know.
You know what? I would start saying at work, I'm like, oh, if you want me to reply to your email, Venmo a dollar.
Yeah, shipping. Or just, I don't know, taxes and fees.
Fees. Okay, Ticketmaster.
And fees. Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So in 2019, the comments started just like, everyone was kind of, they understood now. They're kind of like, okay.
Because there was people in her Facebook group being like, hey, wait a sec, we all have the same plan. Like, John Tucker must die, I feel like, when you're like, wait a second, you and you. And then also people started a separate Facebook group, I think that had tens of thousands of members, to basically complain about how bad this program was.
And it's that true thing. For every Reddit thread, there's a Reddit thread / snark that has triple the amount.
Oh, God. I know.
Yeah, me and Sarah lurk on Reddit as part of the job, and sometimes we get distracted from some other groups.
Yes. No, I mean, there is a snark page for her, so...
So she started, so the hate became so much to ignore. So she posted a classic apology video front facing to YouTube.
Yep, and I watched it. It's since been deleted, but I found a copy on Reddit.
Well, all roads lead.
I was saying all roads lead back to Reddit. I'll just describe the video for you.
Okay, scene in the ad plays.
Set the scene.
Okay.
Okay, she has this like very intense fake tan on and like a flannel shirt.
This was the screenshot that was sent in the email, then I guess. Because that was the photo. Cover her! I was like, okay, let me Google.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. So in the video, she basically says that like the fitness company just got too big for her to handle and the business took off so fast, she didn't know how to scale. At one point, she says, at times it got extremely overwhelming and I took on more than I should have. And for that, I take full responsibility and I'm sorry.
A fitness influencer not knowing how to scale? I'm sorry.
Boom. Got her. Your Honor, case dismissed.
I'll be the lawyer. They're like, did you prepare anything? Just a few zingers.
Yeah. And she did say, I'm so, so sorry from the bottom of my heart at one point. She says, when I was offered the opportunity to help women all around the world, I jumped into this head first, into something that at the time hadn't quite been tapped into yet. And the thing about that is like, what do you mean when you were offered the opportunity? You know, it's like, this is your own LLC.
You made this.
Yeah.
And it is interesting because I listened to Ebony K. Williams' podcast, Holding Court. And if people listen to us, you probably would also enjoy that because she covers court cases and updating ones like that. But she was talking about how doing things like this is one of the stupidest things people can do.
Oh, why?
Because it's an admission of guilt.
Oh, the apology video?
Apology videos.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
Because who was it about?
That's why I never apologize.
Oh, no.
Like, it's an admission of guilt. Legally.
You're just like.
And they're like, you ruined my sweater that you borrowed. I'm like, I'm sorry. No, I can't.
Yeah, I forget who she was talking about with that, but she was kind of saying, she's like, someone was recently, they were like, they had like a. Had a gun in the airport and it was like an open, you were allowed to carry, but like they didn't have a thing for it, some celebrity. Oh, and he was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't know. And she's like, now people can say, oh, you're apologizing for something, we can get you for something. So she clearly had no person to say, just shut up and let it simmer, which is for the
best. We gotta get Ebony on the podcast.
We really do. She really, yeah, okay.
We'll reach out to her. So then she also just kind of emphasizes again that like, she was an early influencer. There was no guidance on how to conduct this. She says, okay, well, this is the thing. She says she didn't have guidance on how to conduct her business or respond to negative comments. And I'm like, just read them and use your brain and like formulate a response that is kind. Like what? There's not, like you don't need an influencer customer service handbook. Also, customer service has existed for like decades and decades. So what the hell is that?
Yeah.
And then
before she found God.
Yeah. And then she, like, in this video, which is, like, now moot / deleted, she directs people to an email address to send the responses and proof of purchase.
Oh, my God.
Through tears, she says, I'm sincerely sorry for any harm that I've caused anyone, and I hope that I can do what it takes to make things right. And in the video, the thing is, she tries to, like, she claims that these issues that clients were having happened, like, years ago, but...
Present day or for that.
It was like ongoing. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't just like, oh, when she first started, she really like fumbled it and like pissed a lot of people off. It's like, no, this is like literally continually happening.
Cause there would be one thing if she started and started getting negative feedback and she's like, shit, guys, you know, I'm learning. Let me issue if anybody wants a refund, but let me try to make it right. She wasn't trying to do that at all.
I know, because I can understand, like, you start a business and you're an influencer. And, like, there's been influencers with a million followers who, like, can't sell 15 sweatshirts. Or it could be a thing like this where you start something and it, like, you just, like, take on way more than you can handle and you bite off more than you could chew. And that, like, whatever. I can, like, understand. But if this is ongoing and you're just taking, I mean, the court filing says she had thousands of clients. Like, one person should not have thousands of fitness nutrition clients.
Just by mean of how did she cover it? Like, yeah, it's too much.
Well, when you're just copying and pasting, yeah, you go, babe, and like a little sparkle too, emoji.
I'd rather an influencer try to sell a sweater that's like stitched wrong than a fitness plan.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think at any point she should have had thousands of customers. Like, that's just way too many for one person to manage.
Too much.
So that was the video.
Yeah, that was okay. Yeah. And then so after the video kind of picked up a little bit steam, not in a good way, but in a way, she went on Good Morning America. Great, great. I mean, great spotting for her. Yeah. So she had a lot of opportunity to try to pivot this to make it right. And honestly, like, profit from it. If she tried to fix her, you know what I mean? Like, if she was like, okay, I effed up. Let me try to do it right now. What a way. Well, like,
no, instead she's like, I'm just going to, well, whatever. I don't want to say
that. Yeah. So on Good Morning America, she basically was like, I was in over my head. The fray cable car. I would have loved her. She's like, I feel... I just need song to do it and sings the fray.
Imagine that. That's what's going to happen when you get arrested for a crime.
Oh, I will never tell anybody to do any fitness.
Except we've also established that, like, Danny does not lie.
I don't lie. No. I'm not lazy. I just don't have the follow. I'm like, just set up something.
Yeah.
To email a something, to make a something. No.
I know. The farthest we get is like the stupid TV show concepts we come up with on this podcast. Yes. And then like never speak of again.
Ever.
That's like the closest we're going to get to boss babing.
Unless we run into execs of Oxygen in a elevator.
That's true.
See us at 30 Rock. She also said, I'm using this as a tool to learn and grow as a professional. And most importantly, move forward. I love when someone's just like, I just want to move forward. No, babe, you got to answer for everything in the back.
I know. That's like such a Real Housewives moves where you're like, but are you going to apologize for that? No. Okay. No.
Just new beginnings. Got it. So then she took her website, bedonfit.com, down. And this was also at the same time she just kind of like.
The peak of accountability right here.
Yeah. She just woke up and was like, oh, man. She just became a Christian influencer.
Yep.
Overnight. It is insane. So if people aren't that familiar, like there are some people who have been like watching her like a hawk for years. If this is the first time you're hearing about her, if you go to her page, you'd be like, oh, she came out of like, she's just been Jesus. Right. Like,
it's literally like
such a pivot.
She's a character in The Righteous Gemstones, which is a very great show. If you guys are watching, yes. It's so good.
The preacher pivot. It's very real from her.
It's so bizarre. Like, I love how she's like, I'm going to learn and grow. And then she's like, just kidding. I'm going to. Talk about Jesus nonstop. Alrighty.
And also, if you're kind of like, so what is the now for why you guys are talking about this? Because, you know, we usually like to go back in the past, but we're going to be doing some more recent stuff of late.
I love writing court documents. Give me the docs.
Is a real, like, when it's kind of in process, because it is just kind of like a rush, like, this is what's happening. Yeah. So a lawsuit was filed by the state of Texas in February 2022.
Yes.
So last year. And it was... Can I say, very reasonable. It was just saying, Brittany, stop giving fitness advice, coaching, anything in that realm.
Which I'm kind of wondering if she was already stopping it by that point because she was doing her like Jesus thing.
We'll get into a thing that what her next business pivot was. Yes.
Yep.
It also seeked up to $10,000 per violation of the Deceptive Trade Practices Customers Protection Act, plus other additional damages potentially. So like Sarah was mentioning, all the clients that she had and everything, it was the state is seeking penalties of $250,000 to $1 million.
Yikes.
I don't think the three wise men are going to cough up that change for you, girl. I don't know.
They're like, I got some myrrh.
Yeah, I got some butter. I think was one of the things.
Yeah, I got some money. I was only in Catholic until
third grade. I lost the plot since then.
Unfortunately, I feel like she can't pay that in essential oils.
The trial was initially set for last month, March 2023.
Yeah.
But got pushed to May because the judge was a fan of Justin Timberlake. No.
It's going to be May.
No. Because other trials were on the docket first. And of course, there are some with more, I'm sure, severity to it.
Well, what's funny is like when Kelsey, this BuzzFeed reporter, was at, I guess there was like a pre-trial hearing or the day the trial was supposed to start. Like she was the only reporter there. And the judge or someone at the courthouse was like, I'm surprised this got so much media attention. I'm like, I'm not. We have an influencer, fitness influencer scamming, and now she's done like a hard pivot to Christianity. Like, what?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Max doc about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because now it's no longer HBO.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That would be so good. They could just get someone and like really just Saint-Tropez her like to the T.
A Maxinista.
Yeah.
So it got pushed because other trials on the docket and because of $1.3 million. In PayPal transactions that were not accounted for in Davis's filing.
Well, that's a little wrinkle.
And also, because if you're like, oh, how much did they put in? About $170,000.
So like a tenth of that.
She's like, oh, you wanted everything. Oh, she's like, oh, why weren't you more specific? I mean, yeah. I'll get you PayPal. Yeah. She's like, oh, my bad, judge. The attorney claimed that Davis lost access to her PayPal account.
Right. Like, sure.
There is a forget password for a reason, but okay.
Yeah.
And emails were deleted or not preserved.
I wonder by who.
Okay. Also, I love that.
I wonder what magical email fairy deleted those emails.
This is very, if you sat through TAR, which I did enjoy, the main person on that did a thing where like she deleted all of her emails.
Yeah, which
like,
you don't do.
But then also you don't realize the send or the other person still has the emails.
How do you not realize that? I guess it's like when you're drunk and you like delete your drunk texts because you don't want to see them. But like the shame lives there. The other person knows what you sent.
The shame is there. It is there forever. And you, but luckily, I mean, I was like, you don't have to go to trial for your drunk texts, I hope. And a web hosting company lost the server that had her information the state was requesting.
Okay.
In March, so she was gearing up for this trial. And March also, we need to add, was when the podcast got released, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But first she posted on her Instagram, my time to fight back is here.
I'm enjoying this dramatic reading.
She's like,
so
good
much.
Morning, guys. My time is here. I get a blonde wig. I'm like outside the Max offices. I'm like, I'm here to audition for a show you haven't made yet.
Please.
She now goes by Brittany Dawn Nelson on her social media pages. I like how that's kind of like her pivot. Now it's like the artist formerly known as Prince.
Well, she did get married.
That's true. But they also post on Instagram just over 4 years. That's how long I've remained composed, silent, and have patiently waited for the Lord. 35,856 hours of my life. She's redoing her own
525.
Rent. Don't think she'd be a fan of the concept and content of Rent, but she's like that she has wept with reverence for him. Capital H.
Oh boy.
Not in the Lady Gaga way. Capital H-I-M. Yeah. Oh, what a good song. As I kept bearing, do not speak up yet. As I sat wayside while strangers on the internet slandered, harassed, defamed, stalked, and destroyed my reputation.
Okay, I really feel like you just did that like we're in a play right now. That was a great reading.
This is now like a black box theater. I'm like selling tickets.
Yes, I'm obsessed.
I'm like, guys, come one, come all. I also like that, like, I'm like, no, that you destroyed your reputation, girl. The call is coming from inside the house.
Yeah.
She goes on. I mean, I don't know if this is like, I feel like it's kind of like a remix of a Bible. She's like, there is a fire building within my heart.
I'm like, okay, Adele.
if her first Instagram post was her covering Rolling in the Deep, again, she had so many chances to win people over and did not. Like a lion roaring on the inside of me.
Okay.
I don't know what you're going on. If you think you'll never be found behind an anonymous account and be held accountable for damages, threats, defamation and slander, think again.
Okay.
My favorite part, the mic drop. Christians might be gentle, but we are not soft.
What does that even mean?
Is this a Charmin ad? Like what? Like the fuck? Like
I don't know what that means.
I'm also kind of like, if you think like anonymous accounts, like the anonymous accounts are saying you're a scam.
Yeah. I don't know what accounts were saying, but I think like the thing with the internet is like, yeah, you probably have anonymous accounts just pointing out that this was not like a legitimate business. I'm sure you also have anonymous accounts spewing all types of shit.
Yeah.
When influencers get in trouble, they love to only focus on that second half and not the legitimate criticisms, but only just like the bad people saying all types of fucked up stuff. And it's like, all right, well, you still have to answer to the Texas Attorney General.
Like,
so good luck with that.
The mascot third co-host of this podcast, Hillary Duff, says, let's go back to the beginning. Like, girl, where did all of this start?
That's so funny.
And I have, from my religious friends, I have heard that when Jesus or the Lord comes to them, the first thing they say is start a podcast.
Oh yeah.
They're like, you know what, you need to let your voice be heard. on Apple, Stitcher, I was gonna Spotify.
Say, yeah, isn't that just kind of like the OG? The sermon is just the OG podcast. I mean, right?
Honestly, yeah. That's but you can't fast forward through the ads there.
That's true.
When they're like the donation, yeah, the donation basket, you can't be like skip.
And you can't listen on double speed. One time I was at a bar mitzvah, the rabbi's sermon was 45 minutes, and we didn't even like really know these people. It was like my dad's friends, like something, and I was like, this is how I die.
Because there's only so much disassociating you could do in one setting.
Yeah, and yeah. I was a kid. I was like, oh, there's only so many bobby pins I can play with. If you know, you know.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So in March 2023, so hot off the presses, she released a podcast called Chiseled and Called.
Which, like,
I'm so, Brit.
This feels like, that feels like what you would name a American style bistro that does things differently, ooh, you know?
Yes.
Chiseled and Called. And
I'm like, but also like, I like that you name it like a fitness thing too, because I'm assuming that's the chiseled part.
Right. That, and I then think called that is that part.
The Lord.
Right. Called Jesus called and she picked up, you know? She didn't send him into voicemail.
What if God was one of us? Yeah. She's like, oh no, he's in my favorites.
I'm like, spam likely.
She's like, let me star 6ix9ine religion. Yeah. She didn't, I know. I think I listened to 1.5 episodes.
Wow. That's more than I got through. I was like, this feels like an attack listening to this.
And also, I was listening
to it. It opens with a Bible verse, and I'm like, I'm out.
And like, and she kept on saying like, and you know my scripture, like all of that. And also, I was listening to it on the subway. I was really, really worried someone was going to see like the title.
And think you're like about to just become one of those people who's like, the end is nigh, and like ring a bell.
And I was trying to cover it. I was like, no, it's for a reason. she didn't say much. She literally posted, and like, because the episode that she talks about this, where she was like, I've walked through a pretty massive lawsuit, but the crazy thing is, it doesn't have power over me.
Like, okay, we'll see what happens.
Talking about it a lot, might have a little power. And that whole episode.
But I'm also like, you're facing a huge fine. Yeah. Like, that will have power over you.
Mm-hmm. And whatever. I also like so much of it where she was like, cancel culture. I'm like, this isn't cancel culture.
Yeah, you know when you're just canceled by the state attorney? Sure.
And she's like, the year was 2019, y'all. Every influencer was getting canceled. I was like, I don't think so.
And they all weren't getting sued for deceptive business practices.
Like, there were people getting, called out for it. Like, no one was getting, like, no. Okay.
I mean, this is the thing where it's like, you just want to conflate, again, getting sued with
like being a personal,
with, yeah,
because you've never had anything bad happen to you in your life, and I'm assuming,
I mean, with cancel culture, it's just like, that's not the same.
No. So the trial is now, like we said, rescheduled for mid-May 2023, but since this is more so like a financial type trial at this point, now it might get pushed again, because like, in case anything more breaking comes in,
or if her lawyers just don't do all the discovery. I think that was the issue with the first thing. If they uncover more money, that they're like, you have to declare the money that you have under your mattress.
Check the Venmo too. Yeah, mattress,
Venmo,
Dunkin' app. I don't know if people are saying her gift cards. We need to investigate.
Well, you know what's interesting too is that she got a PPP loan during the pandemic for Brittany, and you can look this up, everybody, like anyone who gets a PPP loan, for like about $20,000. And the industry was diet and weight reducing centers. So that's that. So I'm like, maybe she didn't stop.
Oh, and she didn't, because a report I read from a few weeks ago too is that you can't keep the entrepreneurial spirit down.
Uh-oh.
She is now the founder of She Lives Freed.
Oh, God.
I'm like, does that even make grammatical? She Lives Freed? I don't know.
I don't. What could this be?
Let me tell you.
Okay.
It was founded Spotify. And also, we're not laughing at religion. We're laughing at her use of religion to cover up the scam. Let me just clarify.
I mean, yeah, like, come on. Because I feel like if there's one group on the internet that's going to overlook your transgressions, it's like people who are heavily, deeply.
Because also I'm like, Instagram Christians are a breed of their own.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
IGCs.
Like you could just quote Bible verses and it doesn't matter what you've done. No. To a certain group on the internet of which she, to which she is appealing.
So she founded this after, wait for it, the Lord radically changed her life in 2019. I wonder why the Lord just
What else happened in 2019?
Like, hi, it's me. Hi, the Lord. Good morning. changed her life from darkness to light.
Okay.
If only she wasn't already blonde, she probably would have like woken up and be like, the Lord dyed my hair blonde.
Y'all. Oh my God,
it's light. Yeah. She also, I don't think, said y'all once in a podcast, but we have to say it because of that. Because
Texas.
Her mission is to share the gospel of Jesus.
Okay.
Cultivate a community of sisters.
Okay.
And walk alongside, I'm sure it was a power walk, alongside women into freedom through the love of our Savior. I don't know. That's what the She Lives Freed website states.
Like, yeah. What is
it? I can't wait for the targeted ads I'm going to get after reading on
the site. Yeah. You're going to get, I get all the He Gets Us ads in Reddit. Oh. I'm like, you guys are preaching to the wrong choir.
Yeah. It's a place where every daughter of God is welcome. Let me just show you. This is the photo of it.
Okay.
It literally looks like, it's kind
it
of
looks like a Dove a ad.
Yeah. Because it's just blue jeans and white shirts.
Yeah. Like, what is the business actually? Is it a business? Or is now, is she getting into the nonprofit game? Is she like declaring herself a church so she doesn't have to pay taxes?
Oh,
that would be smart.
That'd be the first thing that comes up on the site is donate.
Okay.
And the thing is, she does a lot of retreats.
Oh.
So she's showing there is freedom in imperfection and peace.
Cool.
In your broken pieces through Jesus.
God. Was that a slam poem? I think it was.
I think she's coming for me. I think she's coming for my poetry. Oh my God.
I mean,
there's
if the retreats actually happen, then okay, you know.
We need to go. Oh my God. So in January 2021, she hosted the very first one in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
I shocked in Austin.
Why?
Because Austin like keeps liberal. It weird. Yeah,
they do keep it weird.
I don't think, because I love Austin.
Yeah.
Barton Springs, shout out. I can only hang out there 10 minutes because I get sunburned, but it's very chic. They've hosted 5 more retreats and one large event where she had the honor of watching women walk into freedom with Jesus.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Now I'm going to
like strut for Jesus. It's a catwalk.
Strut for the Savior?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fashion show. Okay,
that's, I was going to say. But then I'm like, well, are her attorneys like going to, are they turning over this money as well? Like what's going on here?
And now she has a new way of manipulation because the whole thing is that, she's like, if you don't know what your purpose is, you're coming to the right place.
Is she speaking to me? Damn.
Guess the price.
Oh, of a
guess
retreat?
The price for this will already have happened by the time this comes out, like a few days after. But for the event in Broken Bow, Oklahoma.
How long is it? How many days?
2 days or two, like 20, the like a weekend.
A weekend.
And you don't get any details until you sign up.
Of course. I am thinking $700.
You know, it's a deal. $600.
Okay.
This ticket price is all inclusive with the exception of travel.
Of course.
Oh, please keep in mind that the weekend does not include transportation. So plan accordingly. And details will be sent out on the coming time after you enroll. And it includes your schedule, what to bring, meals you'll be enjoying, and so much more. Make sure you and your heart are ready to have one of the most incredible. You can't even read the rest of the sentence. You have to hit buy my ticket before you can read
just
the rest
incredible
of the yeah. And the reviews are the best decision of my life, forever grateful, and I knew my God would show up.
I mean, who wrote these reviews?
They don't have names.
Oh my God. Okay, so should we go to Oklahoma? I don't think we'll make it out alive.
Oklahoma. I'll just keep on singing that and then they'll be like,
you'll get kicked out.
I would be the first person to get a refund. They'd be like, just leave. I'm like, your God.
Oh my God.
God is a woman. But yeah, we're going to be keeping you guys updated for any updates from that trial. But we got to round it out with a little game.
Yes, we do.
So, assuming that you're both fairly familiar with influencers.
Duh.
We're going to
pretty much.
We're going to play a An influencer apology video game.
Oh!
Oh my goodness.
So I'm going to read a quote.
Oh, yes.
And we'll see if you can name who this is.
Oh gosh.
Bonus point for the title of the video.
Oh God.
And extra bonus point, I mean, if you can, you know, sum up what the controversy was.
Oh my God, let's go.
I'm so excited.
Okay. Number one. I never tried to take anyone down. I'm not a villain in a movie. This isn't a Netflix series with a crazy storyline. This is my real life, and a lot of things that are happening and being said are false.
Is that James Charles?
Yeah.
Close.
Oh, is Shane it Tazi? Dawson?
Close.
Jeffree Star.
Correct.
Yes!
Nice.
Y'all, I met them once.
Oh my God.
In 2007.
Okay.
Before when they were a MySpace singer.
Whoa.
If only we knew.
So yes.
That phrase alone just put me in a retirement home.
Yeah, that is from Jeffree Star's 2020 video.
Oh.
Called? Anyone? It's called Doing What's Right.
I was going to say, we can never guess these titles because no. It's like or, going on a walk.
Or so much as My Truth, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Well, there are some that are close to that. So we'll do another one. I want to talk about the melting issue.
Uh-oh.
The white fuzzies.
The
black holes.
Oh, Jacqueline.
And I want to talk about the grittiness and the texture that you guys are experiencing.
Jacqueline Hill?
Correct.
Yes, for that? The makeup. She's a makeup influencer, and she came out with a beauty line that was just not good. All these white fuzzy things that we're hearing about.
Yep.
Ooh.
Oof.
So yeah, that is Jacqueline Hill, My Lipsticks.
My lipsticks
brings all the derms to the yard. Yeah. They're like, what's on your face?
All right, you ready for another one?
Oh my God, yes.
Yes.
All right, this one. What we came across that day in the woods.
Oh, whoa, Logan Paul?
Was obviously unplanned.
Jake Paul?
The reactions you saw on tape were raw. They were unfiltered. None of us knew how to react or how to feel. I should have never posted the video. Correct. Logan Paul.
Oh, God. Oh. That fucking...
His video, so sorry. About posting footage of a dead body in the woods in Japan.
Oh, this is just a good lesson.
That's what I'm saying about YouTube.
Log off more. Just...
Yeah. Girl, let's see if you guys can get this one. To everyone that believed in me, whether you came and got a sunburn... And you waited in line for hours and hours.
Billy McFarland.
And you are simply watching down this journey.
Tana Mongo.
Tana?
You both got it.
Okay. You know, we're on Reddit a lot.
Tana
Monglu?
I don't know.
I think it's Tana Mojo.
I think you're right.
For TanaCon.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So another tie.
Oh, you know what? I'll take it.
We love it.
I think that's beautiful.
That yes. That's beautiful. We have no lipsticks fungus on us, so that's a good thing. But I know I'm excited to keep updates on this episode, and I'm excited for next week's episode too.
Yes, and thank you for that game. Thank you guys for listening. Send us more emails.
Please. Cover!
In all
the
caps.
The louder, the quicker we do it. That email came on Tuesday. We covered it on Thursday. So we do it fast. Yes.
And we love it.
You can always post them to a Not Another True Crime group or DM them to Sarah at Not Another True Crime.
Yes, or follow me on Instagram, Sarah Lameme. You can also DM me there. I'd be more likely to read it.
You can also DM me at Cashmere Danny, Cashmere with a K.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
Not Another True Crime podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico and Sean Kilby. Our hosts are Sarah Lameme and Danny Murphy. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Sarah Lameme. Be sure to follow at NATCPod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to natc@betches.com. Betches.